You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Dolphins 7-4 on the money line. The Bills are 10-21. And this spread is set at 4 at the moment. The Dolphins plus 4, 10-11. The Bills minus 4 at 10-11. And a low points total here as well. 42, the total points. The under, again, 10-11. The over, 10-11. And Gil, Miami looking to make the playoffs for the first time since 2008. And they will clinch their spot if they win in Buffalo and Denver lose against Kansas City in a game we will speak about shortly. And the Dolphins have won 8 of their last 9 games now, and they do control their own destiny. But this is a tough trip. They're going from the sunny climes of Miami into New Era Field to take on the Bills. And we're expecting driving, freezing rain ahead of this one, Gil. So it's going to be a different climate to what the Dolphins are accustomed.
That's right. You do it all. You are a weatherman as well, Dave. Exactly right. Got your old radar out there. Freezing rain in the forecast, exactly. And yeah, for those who are listening who aren't familiar with the climates, as you point out, that are varying in, you know, different in America. Miami, beautiful. Buffalo, that's what you get this time of year. And Miami and Buffalo are in the same division. It's a relic from the old days of the American Football Conference and American Football League. And so that's why they're in division. And Miami oftentimes has to play these late December games in Buffalo. And for them, it's just a departure from what they're used to. So as you point out, first things first, Miami controls their own destiny, trying to get their first playoff berth since 2008. They do so with a win here at Buffalo and then a win next week, or a win here at Buffalo and a Denver loss in Kansas City this week. They can get in both of those two ways. And if you're a Miami fan, you should be rooting for the Colts this week, because if the Patriots beat the Jets and the Colts beat Oakland, that'd clinch the number one seed for New England, and then they'd possibly sit all their starters next week against Miami. So anyway, if you're a Dolphins fan, that's what you're looking at. But first things first, Miami's got to get past Buffalo. And Buffalo, technically, Dave, still alive, but let's be honest, what they have to do is just ridiculous. They'd have to win both of their games. The Colts would have to lose one of their final two games. The Broncos would have to lose at least one of their, at least to Oakland, if not both games. Titans would have to lose twice. Ravens would have to lose twice. Dolphins would have to lose next week as well. So Buffalo is really just playing for pride. They're probably just playing for Rex Ryan's job, if that hasn't been decided already by Bills management. Tyrod Taylor, their quarterback, is playing for a contract. So it's all about pride for the Bills. And yet, this is one of those spots where there's a reason why the Bills are favored by 4. It's a game where Rex Ryan will get his guys to turn it on, and I think the matchup favors the Bills. Now, I don't know that I would rush to play it giving 4, but I think that spread is justified.
And I suppose if we're talking about turning points in the season, the first, you mentioned these two are divisional rivals in the AFC East, and the first matchup between the pair earlier in the season was a turning point for Buffalo, because they were 4-2 going into that matchup in week 8 and leading by 11 points going into the fourth quarter against the Dolphins, and eventually lost by 3. So that was a pivotal match in hindsight in the Bills' season.
Yeah, that was a huge game. And you said it correctly. They were up 11 in the fourth quarter. And that was one of those games in midseason where Jay Ajayi of the Dolphins just went nuts. 214 yards rushing in that game. Miami had 256 total yards rushing, but Ajayi, who's cooled off a little over the past few weeks, was right in his prime form at that point. I don't think we can expect that from the Dolphins on Saturday. And again, all these games are on Saturday. All these games that we're talking about early, unless we note, are a day earlier this weekend because of Christmas. It's a tough environment for Miami, and of course we might have buried the headline, the fact that this is Matt Moore and not Ryan Tannehill for the Dolphins. Let's keep that in mind. Matt Moore, who looked good against the Jets in what will have been an extra rest situation 10 days or 9 days prior to this game kicking off. It's one thing to play the Jets at home on a Thursday short week. Jets aren't very good, as we know. This is going to be a real test for Matt Moore, a guy who Hasn't thrown many passes over the last 5 years, 35 total before his start last week. It's going to be a tough test for him. I like Buffalo here, but again, I like him to win. I don't know if I would play the spread so much.
The Buffalo Bills on the money line available at 10-21. Just before we move on to the next game, a quick word on Tyrod Taylor, because you mentioned the Bills. They must decide by March whether to pick up the option on a 5-year, $90 million contract extension for Tyrod Taylor. We talked a great deal last week about Kirk Cousins and the Redskins. Are the Bills in a similar dilemma with Tyrod Taylor?
Well, it's a little bit different because with Tyrod Taylor, the team has the option just to extend an already signed contract. So it's not quite the cataclysmic decision that the Redskins have to make because Kirk Cousins, in effect, is not under contract. So Kirk Cousins, if he wanted to, could actually walk. He could say, goodbye, Redskins. You know what? You don't want to give me a long-term contract? See you later, buddy. Tyrod Taylor doesn't have that option right now. It's all up to the Bills. And, you know, it is a big decision in the one respect that it is similar to the Redskins is the fact that you have a quarterback in Tyrod Taylor, much like Kirk Cousins, who is clearly not in the top 10 of NFL quarterbacks. Clearly, he is outside of the top 10. Now, is he better than the bottom half? Yeah, probably. So that means you're probably looking at, you know, somewhere between the 12th to 16th best quarterback in the NFL. Do you really want to commit, in the Bills' case, $30 million to a guy over the next two seasons who you probably won't be able to do any better than, but will you really win a Super Bowl with him? It's this very strange dilemma to be in where it's like, well, what are we really about? Are we about winning Super Bowls? Are we about looking at our salary cap? What is it that we really prioritize? And of course, in Buffalo, again, they have a coaching decision to make as well.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.